We are turning a public health crisis into an educational, social, economic disaster, Sumption. By Victoria Friedman on January 19, 2021. Former British Supreme Court Judge Lord Sumption, who has likened the government's rule by decree and policing tactics to a police state, has warned that officials are turning a health crisis into an educational, social, and economic disaster. Lord Sumption, who last month branded lockdowns profoundly immoral and useless, told Talk Radio's Julia Hartley Brewer on Monday, "We are in the process of turning a public health crisis into an economic, social, and educational disaster. We didn't have to do this. One of the problems is that the government has never been prepared at least to acknowledge that it is necessary to weigh up one thing against another. We cannot have both, lockdown and a prosperous economy. The fact is that no country ever managed to reduce deaths by making itself poorer." A survey conducted by the Federation of Small Businesses, FSB, found that it is expected that around a quarter of a million small businesses will collapse as a result of the lockdown this year. Reports since the beginning of the lockdowns have also revealed the cost to the nation's wider well-being as NHS hospitals prioritized COVID care and cancelled other services, including a fall in chemotherapy attendance and early cancer referrals, and people dying on transplant waiting lists. There has also been a rise in people feeling depressed or suicidal. Lord Sumption continued, "What we have is a lot of people in this country that because they are frightened, or in the case of the government because they are manipulative, are only prepared to look at part of what is actually a very complicated problem. You can't just look at it as a public health issue because it's a major economic issue. I'm not talking just about the prosperity of businesses. I'm talking about jobs, and how a generation of young people entering the job market is entering a void and the consequences of that are terrible. It's going to live with them for years and years. Long after we've forgotten about COVID, they'll be suffering from the consequences of this. The problem is that emotion is a tool for avoiding difficult choices and the idea that there are no difficult choices, in this case, that the answer is simply to lock down, is frankly absurd."